Chapter 15. Forgiving Others. Who has forgiven another and not felt the softness of the eternal steel over him like the breath of heaven, bringing him peace, light, and joy, ineffable and exultant? He who forgives is of pure vision. He lives happily and in freedom. The question is, whom shall we forgive? And the answer? Forgive them that lack vision, them that lack illumination and understanding of spiritual things. Forgive them by seeing and thinking of them as they are in their real state, the state of purity and light. Forgive their sleep and dream because of its unreality and nothingness. Ourself can forgive us. Ourself can forgive them. If we do anything ourselves which later we know to have been wrong or to have been unworthy of us, and which now seems to be causing us sorrow or suffering, how quick we are to want forgiveness of ourself, instant and in full. We do not care to submit to any further chastening. We should have this exact same feeling for others. We should want to forgive them with the same speed that we desire forgiveness for ourselves. In our dreams, has any wrongdoing a different value than another? Are the dreams of one person of different significance than those of another? We know the answer. All that is true is truth. All that is nothing is nothing. From the state of pure vision and pure love, we can forgive anyone and everyone. Unhappy memories will not linger with us. When the unfortunate incident or situation has been blotted out of memory, as though it had never been, we know the meaning of forgiving others. Some people find it hard to forgive. This is only because they do not know the way of forgiveness and are trying of their personal selves to attain it. Of course, it is impossible. They may pray long and earnestly to be able to forgive. They may be sincere and honest, but in their hearts they know that such forgiveness has not come, and they remain ignorant of the way it is to be accomplished. The reason one finds himself unable to forgive another, despite his true desire to do so, is that he is seeing the other as a human being who has wronged him, and himself as the one who has been wronged. From the state of separateness, never can one see truly how to forgive. First, let him see spiritually. Identifying both himself and the other as identities of the perfect self, which is the infinite I am, he will be stirred from within to know he must not harbor such darkness any longer. His whole desire will be to see as the infinite only. Nothing will remain to be forgiven. When we cross out personal sense entirely by abandonment of it, we shall see no sickness or sin to be healed. The perfect way is come upon the earth, shining forth everywhere. Knowledge that the infinite is all, filling all space, infinite freedom, infinite peace, infinite bliss. The perfect way ushers in a new heaven and a new earth. Behold, I make all things new. Those of us who know by way of crystal illumination see the imperishable world of beauty, peace, and love. With the crossing out of all sense of the personal, there shall come from us the momentous words, "Forgive them." We shall know love and forgiveness to be one.